Broadcasting from Florida Tech, it's WFIT 89.5 FM, and I am so happy to introduce to you the Big Takeover from Hudson Valley, New York. Thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you for having us. We're very excited to
be here. We are so looking forward to this. As you know, we are big reggae fans, and we love hearing reggae music, and we had to invite you into the studio to do your blend of Motown and soul and rocksteady music, so we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's excellent. It's always good to find a station that loves the style of music that we play.
Yeah. And now you have just released a new single, right? Rain Boots?
Yes.
And you're working on a new album that is coming.
Yeah.
All right.
We're excited.
Well, the first time we heard Silly Girl was 2 years ago, I guess it was. And we just fell in love with that record. Such a great record. So
thank
we
you.
Spun it all the time. And so we want to give our listeners a chance to hear some great reggae music. So can you play us a song?
Yeah, we're going to play our new single, Rain Boots.
Ray Boots from The Big Takeover. What a great song. New single out right now. We're speaking with Nini Rushi, who is the vocalist of The Big Takeover. Can you introduce the band we have today?
Of course. So it's Nini Rushi, lead vocals, Guthrie Lord, guitar, Rob Kistner, bass, Manuel Quintana, drums, Chaz Montrose, saxophone, and Andrew Vogt on trombone.
They are The Big Takeover. They're joining us in the studio today. Now, Nini, you are from Jamaica, right?
Yes, I was born and raised there.
How did you meet these guys in New York?
I went to college in a little town in New York called New Paltz, and I met our original drummer, Sam Trudeau, and Rob Kistner. And we became friendly, realized that we liked that same style of music out of Jamaica. And they had already had some previous experience playing in bands that were popular in the area. So it just kind of made sense for us to do this because I love to sing, and it just kind of worked out. And Andrew is Sam's cousin. And Andrew and Chaz grew up together. And
one big happy family.
Yeah, so it just kind of worked out so beautifully.
Now, you're from Jamaica. Now, Jamaica has like different styles of reggae music with dance hall,
mm-hmm.
but you
yeah.
have this timeless sound of, you know, true
Thank you, because
rock steady beat.
We wanted to tribute the Jamaican music that came out of the 60s and the 70s. And we that's what we've been doing, and we have been trying really hard to stay true to that, even though, you know, we do branch out and we don't only just tribute reggae. There's a rocksteady element to it, a ska element, dancehall element. Now there's some elements of Motown floating around in there. There's a calypso element to some of the songs that we do. So, you know, it's all over the place. You have to, like, listen to an entire Big Takeover set to really understand what exactly we're all about.
Now, reggae music has such a universal appeal. I mean, reggae music is popular in Latin America and Africa and
yes.
Europe. And you guys do a lot of touring. What do you think the universal appeal of reggae music is?
You know, I can only speak for myself. Reggae music just makes me feel really good and positive. There's probably something about the repetitious motion of the way that it's put together. You know, like the guitar is doing the same thing over and over again. The bass is doing the same thing over again. Something about the beat of it simulates the heartbeat. I guess like humans really like repetition. It's kind of like orgasmic. So like that style of music just makes you feel good.
Yeah. It can't help to put a smile on your face
yes.
when you hear good reggae music.
Yes.
So as we mentioned before, you're working on a new EP. Are you doing this yourselves to put it out?
Everything that we've ever done, we've done in a homegrown way. And we've been a band going on about 11 years now. In October, it will be 11 years. And we've done everything like within ourselves the entire time. And recently, it's been just a recent thing that we started doing where we've been branching out to different people. And we've had lineup changes over the years. And now we have people that are in the band that are like really taking on a producer hat. So that's really cool. And for this new album that we have coming out, we have plans to branch out even more with the producers to see if there are people out there that can, you know, create something exciting or different or interesting.
Yeah.
But we also will not forget that the past four albums were homegrown. So mm-hmm. there's probably going to be maybe half and half. I'm not going to let it be just like people producing everything.
But still keep true to your roots,
yeah,
to your vision of the music.
Yeah.
Man, well, we can't wait to hear that. Now, you've been on a tour recently called the Funny Thing Will Happen tour.
Yes, Funny Things Will Happen. We did
it. So you know I'm going to ask you. Has anything funny happened on the tour that you can share?
There are a lot of funny ha-ha moments and a lot of funny weird moments. I guess I'll tell you the story about how our trailer was T-boned in Colorado after a gig. We were going to actually do a radio thing the morning after in a town that was 8 hours away from the town that we played in. So we were going to do like an all-night drive, and we were like getting ready to go. And 6 minutes into the journey, we got into a little crash, a big crash. And we lost our trailer. Our trailer was total. We lost both our horns. We were devastated. We thought the tour was over. A lot of tears.
Oh, is everybody okay?
Everybody was okay. There were nine people involved. And everybody was good. No one was hurt. Not a scratch on anyone.
Yeah.
But
the equipment took the sacrifice. Huh?
Yes. Well, like to.
The horns.
Yeah. So
the
like
poor horn
to
players.
The horn players, their horns are like their little girlfriends. So like those were not okay, and you know some tears were shed because of that. But it's amazing because we reached out to the internet and we did not know that there was this much love stored up for us. But we received a lot of donations, a lot of love, a lot of support. And here we are in Florida.
Wow, the power of music.
Yeah. Man.
Well, hopefully nothing bad will happen on this radio session here. So,
yeah.
So far, so good. You guys are sounding good. So let's play us another song. Is this a new song that you have here?
Yes, we've been playing it around. We played it on the tour a lot and we're excited about it. I like this one. A lot. It's called Where Did I Go Wrong? It's going to be on the new LP.
All right. So let's listen to The Big Takeover on WFIT.
Yeah, because you wanted it too. You needed it too.
I can see why you like that song. The Big Takeover on WFIT, a great new song. That was so fun. I could see the smile on your face there while you were just dancing to that song.
Yeah, it's a fun one to dance to and to sing.
So there's been a new wave of reggae bands, particularly in California and Florida, and there's some younger Jamaican artists like Protégé and Chronix. Do you think there's the next new wave of reggae bands coming now? Do you see reggae getting more and more popular?
Yes, reggae is getting more and more popular. I don't know. There's always a new wave of reggae happening, California style or the Hawaiian style, and that modern style of reggae that's happening right now. It's always evolving, and it's that style is very, very popular.
Yeah.
Maybe we should start doing that style.
I don't know.
Because
I like your roots there. You know, it's, as we say, you know, it's real reggae music, you know. Have you played some of those big festivals that they do, like in California and in Florida?
No, we haven't, but maybe one day.
Okay.
Well, the World One Festival was like a world music festival, and they were happy to have us there, and we had a great time. And I feel like our music fits so nicely into the world music category.
Yeah.
But we can also fit into a reggae music festival as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like those heavy reggae festivals that happen in California and that really popular one in Jamaica. There's a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
We have not been, but we can hang
if we get there.
Yeah.
You'll be there. Now, you were telling a story while we were setting up that you just recently played a jazz festival, right, in Omaha or something, and you won them over.
Yeah, we played a festival in Omaha, Nebraska, and we were pleasantly surprised to see the way that we were received in a very enthusiastic, beautiful, beautiful way. It made us feel really good because, I got to say, when we've been playing for such a long time, and we've been playing to so many different types of people all over the place, and the reception is not always consistent. You know, there are people that like us and get what we're doing immediately. Some people warm up to it, and, you know, sadly, some people don't like it. So
how could they not like it, though? I mean, when they see you dancing in the horn section, as tight as they are, you know, you just can't help but tap your feet
different.
And put a smile on your face. So it's some great music. We're speaking today with the Big Takeover. Their last CD is out now, Silly Girl, and you can buy that through your website
You can buy it through our website, bigtakeoverband.com. We have a store there. You can buy it on iTunes. You can buy it on Amazon Music. It's on Spotify. We bring it to every show that we set up a pretty extravagant merchandise area. And we sell our merch at our shows.
Yeah.
So.
Your website is really good. You have like great graphics. Very, very tasteful.
Thank you. We have some excellent people that want to be part of the movement, and they come in and they work with us, and it's beautiful to see how good everybody is at doing their little departments. It's awesome.
It sounds great. Well, all the best with the new album.
Thank you. Please
let us know when it's out, and
your
tour information, you could see that on their website. And we have time for one more song, so can you do us a song?
We're going to play a song from Silly Girl called Love Understands.
This is the Big Takeover on WFIT.
Let me tell you what I'm in fighting about, baby. Why can't we understand love can be a friend? My baby, we are tall but we don't say nothing. Oh, we are known but we don't say anything. Why can't we just be friends in this love affair? I hear man.
The Big Takeover on WFIT with Nini Rushi on vocals. Can you introduce the band one last time for
Absolutely.
Us?
Absolutely. Nini Rushi lead vocals, Guthrie Lord guitar, Rob Kistner bass, Manuel Quintana drums, Chaz Montrose saxophone, Andrew Vogt trombone.
They're known as The Big Takeover. Thank you so much for coming in. That was a blast.
Thank you for having us.